The Yahoo with a Make America Great hat, who put a hand on the front grill of Recon Ron's grocery cart in the organic food aisle, probably didn't know Ron was a Green Beret in Vietnam from 66 to 69. Now with that belly sticking out of the Grateful Dead t-shirt and the gray ponytail poking out and back under his Boston Red Sox cap. Ron's gone a bit native down here on the South End. Hangs out with Two-Toke Tom most evenings and plays a mean hand of poker with our Wednesday night crowd. Meaning because he bets without caution and we never know his bluffs from an inside straight. No, the guy who put the brakes on Ron's half-full cart would have thought here was some lard-ass gone-to-seed retiree, not a Marine with a Bronze Star. "What's up, dog?" the smirking fellow without a plague mask asked. "You one of those people afraid of viruses?" Ron was wearing a white bandana. Apparently his interrogator interpreted this as a flag of surrender to the germs. "Minding my own business here, dog. Being careful. Something bothering you?" "Oh yeah, man, something's bothering me. All you people wearing your stupid masks, closing down the stores, the bars, everything. Yeah, yeah, that bothers me." Now, Ron is not a mellow fellow. I've seen him go rogue, and it's not something I want to see ever again. But this was, after all, a grocery store, not a tavern. He asked the guy, "You don't believe there's a contagion out there?" To which the guy said, "Hell no, just a flu, man, just a boogeyman. I don't buy it, not one bit of it." Ron said, 100,000 people have already died from it. You think that's a cold? Let me ask you something. How many Americans died in Vietnam? You heard of that war, haven't you? People die, man, that's why it's called war. Ron pulled his bandana down, sighed, and said, 100,000 in 4 months, friend. That's nearly 1,000 a day, if you believe in math. Like I said, man, people die the way it goes, you know? Oh, I know, man. Believe me, I know. It wouldn't kill you, though, to put a mask on, hide that ugly face a little. But if you don't let go of this cart... Ron let that threat hang, gave him a steely stare, and pulled his mask back up. "Oh, okay, tough guy, buy your little fruits, hide out in the cereal aisle, why don't you?" Ron shoved the cart slightly with a quick, hard push. The kid let go of the grill. "Live in fear, man." "Morons like you, what choice do I have? Beer coolers on the other aisle, in case you get lost with your head up your ass. Some other time, some other place, this might have gone bad." The kid seemed to consider that route, maybe thought about consequences, but in that moment of hesitation, Ron turned his card and walked away. Like I said, we never could tell if he was bluffing.